You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got the CCIM voice segment. We've got Frank Melo Rodriguez on, and we've also got the CCIM voice this week, Mr. Kent Ducote. He's the broker associate at Truman & Company in Key West. He is the top dog in the Keys. Kent, welcome to the show. Frank, you're back. Frank, why don't you introduce Kent?
Yes, absolutely. Good afternoon, Jim. I'm glad to be on the show. We have one of our newest designees. He got designated in Austin last year, and we are so happy to have him on the show. He's very active in the Keys, and we want to hear all about him. And just wanted to really update you that tomorrow's event for CCIM is sold out. We meet the second Friday of every month in our new venue at Morton's. And tomorrow we have the Economic Development Director from City of Coral Gables, and that's a sold-out event at about right around 70 people.
Wow.
So I'm sure we're going to enjoy hearing Kent today as our CCIM voice.
Awesome. Frank, thank you so much for the intro. Looking forward to seeing you at the event. Kent, welcome to the show. I read where you like are breaking records down there. Tell me about the deal you and your partner just closed.
Well, the deal we just closed, and by the way, thanks for having me on the show.
Our pleasure.
The deal we just closed was a 20-unit hotel, or I should say a bed and breakfast, that closed for $450,000 a unit, or $9 million, and that did break a record since the recession. The only higher sale that occurred was just before the bust. And the lodging properties here are just going pretty crazy. And we've kind of specialized in that since 2012, and have been doing a lot of deals here. It's Key West is just like an investor's paradise because we have limited growth here because of the environmental sensitivity of the Keys, and there's a hurricane evacuation model we have to follow, and of course we're on an island, so there's limited land, and along with height restrictions and a finite number of hotel transient licenses, the supply side is just so limited, and so an investor can come down here and we've got pretty much unending demand and a very static supply, so it's just a great investment opportunity in Key West.
Now, tell me a little bit about the CCIM. Is that helping you with your business? What prompted you to get the CCIM?
Oh, well, it is helping me with my business. It was a great thing. I was working as a residential realtor, and from a past business association, a guest house owner in 2012 asked me to list his guest house, and so I got together with my commercial associate in my office, Keith Bland, who has a lot of national commercial real estate experience, and we got the listing, and we sold all three of this friend's guest houses for about $9.2 million in total. So that wasn't so bad. It took us about 8 months to sell the properties. And after that, I knew that I needed to educate myself to be able to do this full time and really kind of transition more into commercial. And it's worked out very well for me. The CCIM educational program is just amazing. I mean, from where I was a few years ago to where I am now and what I know now is just a huge difference.
So then how about, we talked about hospitality, how about retail and office? I know that you got to have retail down there and everybody needs a place to work.
Yeah, there's a huge retail market here. If you know Key West at all, Duval Street is sort of our main drag, tourist drag, and there's a ton of retail going on here, and North Roosevelt Boulevard is another area which is more locally dominated, but also a very big retail commercial district down in that way as well.
My wife and I, we love going down there. We love staying at one of the hotels. And then there's just some great restaurants that are just in the middle of, it seems almost like residential neighborhoods. So it's really a beautiful place. Tell me a little bit about how you mix the different uses like that.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what you mean.
Well, here's what I mean. Here's let me be clear, because I knew the minute I asked it, it was a bad question. I'll take the flack for having a bad question. You know, down here in Miami, they like to, you know, you're not going to see a restaurant across the street from a residential home. So it seems to me like you need a little bit of call it use management. I know you're real involved down there in the community. How does somebody get a restaurant in the middle of a residential neighborhood like that?
Yeah, it's not easy to do that anymore. Things were a little bit looser in the old days here. But if a restaurant, say, has been established in a place for a long time and it closes, it can retain that use. There's a lot of grandfathering in Key West. You know, it's such a small place that you do wind up having some commercial properties in residential neighborhoods and vice versa. So grandfathering is pretty much how that occurs.
Well, I know that there was a big push to redevelop some of the hospitality deals, just as I guess it's US 1 kind of dead ends and then circles around the island. When it dead ends right into the island, right by where Mr. Spotswood has his property across the street, they were doing all kinds of different trades and rehabs. What's going on with that?
Yeah, that was really interesting. They took four hotels of about 530 units. And they redeveloped them. And so over a period of a couple of years, there were like 500 hotel rooms off the market. So, you know, our occupancy rate, which is historically very high, and ADR is very high, this helped with that. The amazing thing about Key West is that those 500 rooms went back online last year, but the ADR still went up. The occupancy got a couple of points knocked off, but really insignificant compared to what's been happening. I mean, we have some of the highest occupancy ADR rates in the country. We're in 2015 we had an 84.5 occupancy rate and a $293 ADR, which it was in Forbes magazine that. In one quarter of last year, we were the highest ADR and occupancy rates in the nation.
Wow.
Surpassing Maui, which is kind of amazing.
Well, you're a little island too, but here's my question is, how about the quality of the facilities? Are people reinvesting that kind of income in the hotels and making them a little, you know, bringing them more up to speed, more modern? Is there a super luxe place to go, something like that?
That is definitely happening. It's turning into a luxury market for sure, and it has to with those kind of rates. What I'm finding, because we do specialize in small lodging properties, and so what we're finding is the mom and pops of 20 years ago are ready to retire now, and they're selling, and those who are coming in for the smaller places are really investors, and those investors sometimes create a collection of guest houses so that they have what would be comparable to a big hotel, just in different locations.
We've only got about a minute left. Keith, what's a real takeaway that you can give as far as Key West's market, and what do you see going forward as maybe an opportunity there?
Well, I would say that we are just going through the roof with our market, both residentially and commercially. It's a great investment. You look at the statistics going years in reverse, even through the recession, and we've done very well. There's tons of demand and very little supply, so it's kind of hard to lose.
Hey, Keith, if somebody wants to place a bet on Key West and they want to do it with the top guy, how do they reach you?
I'm at Kent@kentdecote.com, or my phone number is 305-394-5818. I'd be happy to help.
You know, Kent, I want to thank
the CCIM of Key West.
Oh, is he the only CCIM in the Keys, in the Key West?
There's a couple more, but he's one of the few.
I think there's a couple more CCIM throughout Monroe County, yeah.
Well, we can't wait to see you as next year as the premier CCIM in Monroe County. Kent, thank you so much. Frank, thanks for hanging with us. See you tomorrow, bud.
Hey, thank you.